first coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Tom Crean. The Hoosiers are 12-3 on the season and 2-0 in Big Ten play. Indiana will host Wisconsin on Tuesday before welcoming Ohio State on Sunday. Coach Crean, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing very well. Please start us out with a quick opening statement, and then we'll go straight to questions.
Well, we're excited about our start because we've gone into two venues on the road and been able to find a way to win the game against two teams that are very, very competitive and getting better. And we've been a little undermanned in the sense of not having James Blackman, Jr., and at the same time we've had different things that we've dealt with in the game like you would, but our guys found ways to persevere and win those games. And I think those things come back to help you a great deal as the season goes on. So we're excited to be at home tomorrow night for Wisconsin and what promises to be a really special evening with the fact that the 1976 team is coming back to be honored before this game or during this game as far as their 40-year anniversary pertains to it. And we're excited about that, so we're anxious to play.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go straight to questions for Coach Crean, please.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Zach Arsternan with Indianapolis Star.
Hey, Tom. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just you talked a little bit about Thomas and sort of working with him almost basically right away after the Rutgers game and how important that was for him. When you're dealing with a young big man like that, you said it's important just kind of not to focus on the negative, to constantly be focusing on what he can get better at, just moving him forward. How easy is Thomas to work with in that regard to constantly, I guess, get him mentally moving on to the next step?
Oh, very easy. Very easy. He's hungry to get better. And at the end of the day, the bottom line with him is that he wants to improve any way that he can. So he's a quick learner. He loves to be in the gym. And it was one game, and it was some foul situations. That's all that it was. And we're proud of the way he continues to improve, and his attitude continues to be one where he sees himself how good he can possibly be, but he never feels like he's arrived at any point. I think that's a great thing for a young player.
And how, just as a quick follow-up, how much better has he gotten as the season has progressed, or maybe he's always been good at this, at just sort of shaking off a bad night and being able to, when he does get back in the gym the next time around, not let it affect him, not let it distract him?
Well, I think he does that easy. Yeah, that's not an issue that we see in our guys. I mean, they're a hungry group of people, and he's no different. And they want to improve every way that they can.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Our next question comes from the line of Jeff Rabjohns with Pege.com.
Hey, good morning, Coach.
Morning, Jeff.
Hey, I just wanted to ask you about the OG, and it seems like he's continued to take steps here, particularly the last three in a row and started off pretty well in the two Big Ten games. What are two or three things you've seen from him that have allowed him to really be ready to step in and play productive minutes?
Sustained intensity in practice, of really understanding how important practice is, every aspect of it. Continued development on his perimeter skills, especially the way that he can guard people, and then his ability to play away from the basket, shooting the ball. And then I think the attitude of rebounding. He really wants to be a rebounder. He knows he can be a rebounder. And I think every day he just continues to gain confidence, and I think that carries him to the games.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Our next question comes from the line of Mike Miller with Bloomington Herald.
Hey, Tom. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine, thanks. You know, now the football's done with the bowl, I was curious, have you had any conversations about possibly adding Jordan Fuchs or maybe a Donovan Hale or any of those guys to the roster?
No, we haven't had any concrete conversations yet about any of that. So we'll see how that goes down the road. But as of right now, there's nothing there.
Okay. I had one other follow-up just about the 76 guys for tomorrow night. Just curious, how much does that team register with kids now? I mean, maybe more specifically, do in-state guys like Yogi and Colin maybe have a greater understanding of the aura of that team? Or I guess, how does that kind of register with some of the kids on this roster?
Well, I think the fact that it's the last undefeated team in college basketball, and they see the relevance of that when they see that being talked about during the season, especially with what Kentucky went through last year. And the bottom line is they can't walk too many places around the facilities mm-hmm. and not see a reverence to the champions, especially the 76 team. So I don't think it has to register with them as far as knowing those guys maybe as individually as maybe their parents would or maybe the fans would, but knowing what they've accomplished and knowing that it hasn't been done since, I think that registers with everybody.
Gotcha. Thanks, Tom.
We've got time for one more question for Coach Crean, please.
And our final question comes from the line of Don Marcus with Baltimore Sun.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good, Don. How are you?
Good. How much of the three-point shooting these days in college basketball has to do with the rule changes? And also, when you go approach a game, is it more what your guys are doing or what the other team is giving you?
Well, I think it's all how you space, and it's your ability to be ready to shoot and to read situations. And a lot of times you may have a good shot, but by taking one or two more dribbles and creating another pass to another pass, maybe even, now you're getting an even better shot. I think that recognition is what makes a good three-point shooting team. Obviously, you have to have people that have the fundamentals to shoot it, have the footwork to shoot it, the wherewithal to know what a good shot is, what a good shot isn't. But it really comes down to the spacing and the movement and then all the other things that play into it, the quality of the pass, the quality of the screen, the quality of the setup for the cut. And you have the better the defense, the better you have to be at those things. But again, the spacing is such a huge part and how committed you are to that spacing, because it's so easy to drift in or play close to the three-point line. And when you do that, you're just playing into the hands of the defense. And it's the teams and the players that really stay committed to where they need to be on the court and moving on penetration that have success, I think, getting threes off. And it's just a matter of making them.
And how about in terms of the rules?
As far as the rules, I don't know if there's any. I haven't seen any real difference with the rules as far as what you want to make sure you are is a really good free throw shooter. You know, with the rules, because if you have a chance to get to the foul line, if you have a team that can drive the ball, that can play in the post, there's going to be potentially more opportunities to get to the line. So you want a team of guys that really understand the significance of how important it is to work on their free throw shooting extra, not just their shooting and three-point shooting.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate your time this morning.
Sure. Thank you. Bye-bye.